Well, all right. Well, let's get into it, Peggy. Let's Gone open ish. That mouth, stick that tube in there, and start blowing. Give him a tickle on the chin, Joel.
Who's the best show here?
That show!
Who's the best show here?
That show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
I'll just have to tell them I'm not a thief, just a pervert.
It's about fucking time someone else is.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the gas, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that'll make it bad. For the stream, go direct to DLNTS.org. And ICChallengeLinuxDate.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 803 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Finally springtime.
There we go. We have Joel.
Good evening.
The Flying Rich.
From the Hughes Outpost, Orlando Command.
Peggy Peg Pegger. Peggy. Mr. World.
He's laughing too hard.
Maybe
he choked.
Maybe the didgeridoo got stuck.
The didgeridoo. It's in his throat.
He deep-throated it.
Okay. He's asphyxiating on it.
All right, now can you hear me?
Yeah, now
we can. Oh, there you are.
Got hey. It.
And Joe.
I'm here till my allergies kill me.
And so we had two big events this week. Alan's birthday.
Woohoo.
On the first, I believe.
My birthday's tomorrow.
And, all right, three big events. But and
two and a half,
and then so Google Plus is gone.
For consumers,
oh yeah. Well, I mean, really, who of us and our listeners, both of them,
is going to pay for it?
Yeah, who's going to be a non-consumer of Google Plus?
Nobody.
I mean, did anybody attempt to get their stuff pulled down?
I downloaded a gigabyte worth of data, but I don't know what's in it. I really haven't looked.
Yeah, I did it last week on the show, and I mean, it's there.
Why they also shut down, I'm not sure if either any of you guys ever used it, but the inbox mail client for Gmail, that's also shut down now, too.
Yeah, I tried it out, and then I promptly went back to a regular Gmail.
It wasn't that much different.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, nowadays, it's not much different, to be honest. But because they started adding some of the features that they experimented with in Inbox to the plain old Gmail. So, I mean, really, it's Gmail's really good. The only thing I don't like about Gmail is the freaking ads. But I'm not, I am the product. I'm not paying for it. So, yeah.
What, for Gmail? Oh. So.
Correct.
And I know in the days coming up to the demise of Google Plus, people were like, we're moving here, we're moving there. And I didn't realize there was so many social networking platforms from what, Mastodon? Like, I was aware of Mastodon and a few others, but there's a ton of them that people were looking at that I've never even heard of. Like, well, I there was Pluspora and
Gab if you're a white supremacist.
Yeah, the Nazis on Gab. You got also VK was one.
So I don't. I guess more power to them, you know?
Zoxy was another one.
Zoxy? I never heard of that one.
And then, you know, MeWe?
Yeah, MeWe.
Mine is
this
another
platforms,
good one.
Platforms. Problem is, you know, you gotta bring in people, otherwise it's crickets, you know?
Yeah, I know. That looks like the problem that, you know, a couple people go over here, and a couple people go over there, a couple people go over to third place.
I actually got my
first
family member to sign up for MeWe. My sister-in-law signed up for MeWe.
Yeah, I got a bunch of people to come over from Facebook. There's also a bunch of people from Google Plus that came over. So it seems to be getting a little more traction lately.
And I have to admit, I really do like the Meet Me client a lot.
You talk about the phone client? The Android
the
client?
Either the web or the Android one.
The biggest things people seem to be confused about is the chat in there. And people, like, they don't realize that the chat is not like the actual postings. And they'll put something in the chat, and then you gotta tell them that this is chat.
Yeah, and I had to shut off a bunch of notifications for that too, because otherwise it's just gonna bother the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's annoying.
No, I have to shut off my notifications for Telegram all the time.
So here's two things three things that I don't particularly like about MeWe. One, what you're saying right there, Pat, is the chat. I wish I could get the chat off the screen completely. I don't need, I wish a separate page. There is a section.
You can disable the chat for groups. I belong to a bunch of gun groups on MeWe, and a couple of them, they've disabled the chat completely because they want to drive activity on the page.
Right. But I've disabled the chat, but I can't, like, you still have that chat item on the, like, that chat object on the page.
Yeah, it's down there.
And I wish you could get rid of it. My second thing is, in regards to that, is every time you, like, subscribe or, what's a better word? Friend somebody? I don't know what they call it in MeWe. I forget. Like, friend somebody, you have to go in and turn off, like, the notifications and all that stuff, or else it's everything they do, or everything that's in the group, you constantly get notifications. The third thing I don't like about the web, the Android client, is if you click on like a web page in the client, it brings it up inside the client, and I haven't found an easy way to get out of that. Like, I tried to go back and it just closes MeWe, and I open up MeWe again, it's still on the web page, and then if I go back, it doesn't close MeWe. The only way I found to get out of that is to actually close the application and start it back up again. Has anybody found a way to get back to MeWe from a web page that opens up?
I've never really had a problem with it. I mean, can you go into the settings in the app to let you want to open in Chrome?
I don't know. You know, I'm going to go get my phone because I didn't bring it down with me.
Mine opens in Chrome. Like, the first time I did it, it asked me, and it opens in Chrome.
In the meantime,
I just go back, and I'm back in MeWe.
As I say, in the meantime, since I didn't eat them at lunch, I'm going to make some of those nuclear noodles and try them while we're still on the show.
I had an issue with Netflix last week on Thursday.
X-Bone, right?
It was on the Xbox initially, and then I would try to go in, and during the authentication process, it would just stop, and then it would kick out these errors that I looked them up, and it was like a network error saying check your network. So about a day and a half later, I called RCN, and sure enough, they admitted that people were having issues, and it wasn't just the Xbox, it was also on the Roku also. But not even a day later they fixed it and it was working again.
Yeah.
And they must have blocked ports.
There was something weird going on the other day. Now granted it was at O Dark 30 because Joel was having problems sleeping, but with YouTube Premium, I go to like download, like there's a couple streams and I'll like to download it to the phone, then listen to the stream as I fall asleep. And I couldn't download to the phone. In fact, in some cases, I couldn't even watch it. And the background audio wasn't working either. And the fix was, the temporary fix was to disable Bluetooth. And if you had wired your phones, start it up before you plugged the earphones in, then plug the earphones in, and then you can listen to it in the background. Which was weird, but they've since fixed that too. And
it was also weird, like, if the Android client wirelessly was fine, it was only on like wired connections. It was very weird. I'm not an, I don't work for an ISP. I'm not an ISP engineer or anything. Maybe you guys that are, who knows what the hell they did.
Did I miss the whole Google Plus conversation?
You did.
Oh.
Did you guys all download your data?
No.
I did. I haven't even opened the zip file yet.
I did. I cried. I was in mourning. I should.
It's only a gigabyte worth of information.
My mascara ran.
There was no, as far as I know, if it's only a gigabyte, it must be just all the posts, like, since the very beginning. And no graphics. I don't know.
I did that 1 minute screaming at the sky with all the other Google Plusers. At midnight when it went
off.
It's
funny how it started to die, you know, because you could, after the plug was pulled, after the plug was pulled, you can go in there, like I can go in there into our group, and I can only see like two posts that were made like 2 months ago, and that was it. And it acted like you could still post, and I tried several times to post, but nothing happened. So it was completely weird how it came down. But now if you go to the page, plus.google.com, it tells you it's gone.
Gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa. Google likes killing things. Wait, what was their version of Twitter? I keep forgetting. I really liked it.
Wave?
Wave or
not
Google
Wave.
Plus?
No, it wasn't Plus, it wasn't Wave.
Well, there was Wave, and there was, I thought Google Plus was like Twitter. It was like Twitter and Facebook put together, almost.
Was it Bing? Or no, that's something else.
That's a search engine.
It was like Pong or Ping Pong or... Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, they don't have a track record with Google with this stuff. They'll do something, they'll seem pretty cool. It seems like they put it out there like a honeypot just to get people to get on it, and then they kill it just to piss people off.
Project Tango, dead. Trendalizer, dead.
Google Netflix,
dead.
Now, you know, everyone, what's funny though is, if you're at least a little bit non-technical, then you probably never ever used Google Plus. But if you're a nerd like we are, you used it all the time.
It was the only social networking that I was allowed to do when I was at work. Ooh, Google Labs.
It's because nobody gave a shit. Well, in other more exciting news, on Monday I got
Google Buzz. That's it. Google Buzz.
That's it. Buzz. Yeah. But I got my Creality CR10 Mini in the mail on Monday.
I thought you were going to say you got an STI.
No, I don't have a Subaru. I don't want one either.
No, sexually transmitted infection, because everybody knows what STD is now.
Anywho. So Creality S10, or Creality 10 Mini, it's 300 by 220 by 300. Very large build area. It's only slightly cheaper than the 10, the CR10. And so far, it went together. A lot of the common issues that people have with that particular printer, like loose Z-axis bolt or loose anything. The loose things I didn't really have a problem with. My problem was on first power-up after I got everything wired up, the screen did not come on, so I had to open up the control box. The ribbon cable for the display and the control up front was never plugged in. So once I plugged it in, bingo, bango, bongo, came right up.
Wait. Can we say there's four exciting things happened this week? Dan?
What's the fourth thing?
Joel fixed something.
Oh. I'll kiss my ass. I fixed lots of things, so anyway. But yeah, I opened it up, plugged the display in. I'm considering, there is a, what's it, T3 TH3D, I believe, is the name of the company. They actually have an EZABL, which basically is the mesh level auto leveling. So basically, that works by touching it touches a sensor various places on the build platform, and then
so it's a switch probe as opposed to like a magnetic distance sensor. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. So and basically. It does that, and then as it's printing, it will vary how close it is to the build platform. You still have to do like a basic level, it will do that every time. The only downside,
way to explain that is, in other words, you can have a certain level of imperfection in your build plate, and it'll adjust for it, but it's not going to adjust for it being wildly off.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So you would also have to flash a bootloader as well as a specific T3HD or I don't know. I'll put the website in the chats. But basically, they have a modified version of the Marlin firmware, which adds that to the CR10 Mini and various other printers too. And they actually created a unified Marlin, so you load the same Marlin on multiple printers, including like the Prusas and some of the other ones. So it's actually pretty interesting. So it actually adds features to a $300 printer that some of the higher end printers have. But the CR10 Mini is quite a printer. I'm really enjoying it. I don't know if I'm going to do, like some people have done things like added strengthening to the frame because it's just basically extruded aluminum all over. But I don't know if I want to do anything like that. But it looks pretty nice. It's pretty nice so far, and I've had a good time working with it. We'll say this on some of the larger prints. Like one of the things I'm thinking about doing is I designed this cross for Easter. I printed like a small version on my other printer, but I'm thinking about making it very, very large, and that's about a full day print, at least with the speeds I was looking at when I was initially slicing it, and that's probably almost half a roll of filament.
Half a roll of filament.
It depends. That's crazy. There's a reason why I didn't do it yet. I just wanted to make sure that.
Are you printing it solid?
No. I was printing it. The initial slicing I had, and I probably will reduce it. But my initial point where I start when I'm slicing is I always start usually at 20% infill, but I probably can back that way down to like 5%. It would probably be fine. And it's a cross that does need support because it's got the two sides of the cross that are sticking out over the edge. So I don't know if I'm going to do that yet or not, but I'm actually kind of waiting to order a roll of the wood, the filament with the wood fiber in it before I try that.
Well, you could always print a small version of it and see how it comes out.
True. And yesterday I printed a stand for my Osmo Mobile 2. I posted a picture of that up on the Facebags if you want to see that. But what's funny, though, is I posted a picture on Facebook, and a friend of mine in Fellaham that I've known for, God, years, said his Osmo Mobile 2 came with the stand, and I'm like, mine didn't.
Nope, not mine.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe he got it in a certain package from someplace. I don't know, but he had the, cause they do make one. In fact, theirs is quite nice, but I don't want to spend $50 for it.
You know, I had a small, it was nicely done, like three-legged quarter 20 tripod that would screw in the bottom, and I liked it. I can't find it now.
So, but yeah, it's a good printer. It's a little bit, I'm kind of glad I went with the mini versus the regular one because it wouldn't have fit where I have it if I had the other one because it would have the bigger build platform and bigger everything.
There's definitely more room up your butt. It'll fit.
Yeah. Anywho, but that, see, what else did I print on it that I wasn't able to? I kind of made a plaque that I'm going to end up probably finishing and sticking it on my, the door to my office. You know, just
world's greatest deck.
No, it just has my name on my call sign on it. That's all. And I do have a roll of blue TPU that I have not tried yet. I need to read up more on printing TPU before I attempt it. I know you gotta take the speed way down to like 30 millimeters, or it's just not gonna, it's basically just gonna print goo.
Yeah, I don't know anything about printing TPU.
Oh, and there's also, there's a kind of, the way the filament goes into the extruder, it's a Bowden, so, but it's got an extruder motor that goes, it's right on the Z-axis frame, the Z-frame.
So everybody needs to understand, Bowden, what that means is it's not a direct drive extruder. In correct. Other words, it's kind of like a bicycle cable, and the mm-hmm. filament is the cable. So the correct. Extruder isn't mounted to the print head. The extruder is on the frame somewhere.
Correct. And this, the where the filament goes, though, it goes right past that screw. So I went on a Thingiverse and I found there was a little bracket that snaps over the extruder motor and then basically it takes the filament away from the screw. So it kind of feeds it into it a little bit better. I've never, even without it, I never really had a problem. I just don't want to have a problem because it runs really close to that to the Z screw. And I'm probably calling it all sorts of wrong names and stuff because my mind is mush this week. So, and probably the one thing I'm probably going to definitely add to it, with no question, is I'm pretty much going to add a flexible bed to this one. Although I will say I do like printing on the glass better than I did on the surface that's on the Wanhao i3 Mini that I have. I'm debating that. I'm still not sure. Door doesn't really like printing on glass. I think I kind of like when everything's perfect, that bottom surface is just so smooth when it comes off the print bed.
Yeah, but who cares what the bottom looks like?
Yeah, but I hear it's difficult to peel it off on glass.
Actually, since it's on the glass, it's basically just held on there with binder clips. You can just take the whole thing off. Walk it over.
And then smash the glass.
Well, no. No. Just after it's cooled, of course, run it under some water and it'll pop right off because generally the things that you're using as an affixative, like glue stick or – and what I tried, starting with the glass, I tried just using hairspray and that worked well. But you just
– Now, when you spray the hairspray on the glass, where is the glass?
But – right now it's on the – I usually do it when I have – right after I attached it to the bed.
Nah.
I'm very careful with it. I don't spray it on the frame and shit.
No,
all
right. You can believe whatever you want. Enjoy your own reality.
Because I do have some control over the matter, but – and I really recently also started fiddling quite a bit with the Autodesk Fusion 360 for doing designs versus Tinkercad, because Tinkercad's great if you're making something with a primitive, like a box or something. And in some cases, though, you want to take that box and instead of there being a nice sharp edge that you can, like run across your hand and kill yourself, practically, it's almost as sharp as a knife.
How often do you try that?
Never, but... Let's just say the edges are sharp if you just have a box, okay?
Yeah, you can, you're right, you can get some sharp edges right. with the PLA.
But, so you might want to put a fillet or a chamfer in, and Fusion 360 works great for that. So, like, I made another luggage tag. And also kind of tried a trick for the first time.
I could tell you, like, 15 different ways to do that in Tinkercad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Tinkercad, though, it's hard to make it nice and smooth, though, as far as I'm concerned. And I've also had some issues, like, if you put, like, a bevels, because you can do that with Tinkercad, which basically makes the rectangle or the square rounded on the corners a little bit. But it's not quite to the control they have in Fusion 360. Not to mention the fact, I always got weird artifacts in Tinkercad that I don't get in a Fusion 360. So another thing I started doing too, I tried it once on the i3 Mini, and I've tried it a couple times on the CR10 Mini. I printed these tags up until the point where it started to print the text, and then I pressed the button to change the filament and changed out for a different color, and then finished the print, and it looked really nice.
Oh, cool.
So instead of it all being in one color, like, for example, the two luggage tags I made today, I used the Hatchbox Glow in the Dark and some Solotech Red PLA. And I tried it with the color being the glow in the dark and the main color being the red. And the red actually didn't look as good as the glow in the dark, but they both kind of looked okay. And I will say this to, now that I've had experience with three different printers, the Duplicator i6 and the Duplicator i3 Mini and the CR10 Mini, you know, the fears that people had over making firearms with it are just stupid, for one. And for two, it's not something that you can just hand to your mom, dad, or grandma and expect them to be able to use it.
So, look, if people are, it's easier to make a firearm out of stuff you would get at Home Depot or your local hardware store. Much easier than using a 3D printer to make something. And I've never fired the AR-15 I printed, so.
Did you actually print an AR-15?
AR-15 lower, yeah, sure.
Are you worried?
Well, you know, everything is contained in the upper, so I'm only slightly worried.
Right. I mean, it'll eventually probably rattle to pieces, but at least it shouldn't explode.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I figure probably the where the buffer tube threads in, that's going to break off. That's probably going to be it.
But hey, you can always reprint.
Well, what I was thinking, really what I need to do, I got to hook up with somebody I know, and I really need to run a tap through the threads for the buffer tube. And that's a big frickin' tap. Otherwise, if I would, I'd buy one, but I'm not gonna spend 40 or 50 bucks on something I'm using once, so. And then I was thinking I was gonna do all sorts of stuff to fire it at home so I didn't have to go to a range and blah blah blah. I'm like, I could shoot in my swimming pool. I'll do it next Monday when everybody's at work and school and whatever, and I'm working remote.
Yeah, we've had a lot of pushback recently about working remote.
I do less work when I'm in the office. What are you talking about?
Yeah. See, that's what I think some supervisors don't get is when you're at home, you don't get the water cooler chat, at least in person. You might get it on a Slack channel, but
in all honesty, I am terrified of being away from my keyboard. I will take my phone into the bathroom with me.
Yeah, I don't when you're working from home, you don't want to be right. You don't want to be the guy that ruins it for everybody else or messes up your own job because you missed something because you weren't paying attention.
Right. Right. Yep. But speaking, not that this is working from home, but we're doing a proof of value on a project, and because I didn't enter my time on the project in the time accounting, there was like a manager's meeting, and it, you know, trickled back down to me. It's like, how come you guys haven't been doing any work on that? I'm like, I'm the only one on in the entire proof of value doing work. All the other teams are not. And then we had a meeting later today, and the person who raised the stink about it says, oh yeah, I could see everybody's work based on, you know, their activity in the app. And it's like, yeah, you didn't this morning. You know, I had to ask like the people managing the project. I'm like, please let them know I'm here. They're like, oh yeah, I let them know, and you're the one doing all the work. I'm like, thank you. I'm always terrified of getting a bad rap over something when it's not, you know, I can make bad stuff happen on my own. I don't need other people helping.
Yeah. It's the unknown crap where all of a sudden you're in trouble and you don't know why. This sucks.
It's like, no, I've been doing everything. In fact, I've been doing extra everything. Oh, you mean because I did put a, you know, half hour each day in one column on a project? I've actually been told that it's more important you fill out all of the forms in ServiceNow than actually do your job. Because nobody cares if you do your job. All they care about is, you know, SLAs and ServiceNow.
Dan, I'm trying those noodles right now, and man, they're a little bit warm, but they do taste good.
What, the one that we're on the Wolf Pack?
On BWE.
Yeah, what are we eating? I didn't see that video yet.
What they call the nuclear noodles. I don't know how some of these people that do the challenge slurp it down that fast, because it's quite warm. The Sam Yang hot chicken flavored two times spicy noodles from Korea.
Oh my gosh. Do you know, the last time CO2 levels were this high, there were trees at the South Pole? Sea levels were 20 meters higher than they are now?
Who said that? AOC?
Wait, is that because Joel's eating hot food and repairing his own stuff?
Yeah, they said also hell froze over. That was the next line.
Mm-hmm.
Did we?
Second bite wasn't as warm.
Did we last week when we did a follow up about the building the Pi laptop or single board computer laptop? Did we talk about
Beowulf clusters?
No, that's close.
Web component.
Link had posted something. No shit. Where did he post it? Was it in Tilt's? MeWe channel?
Probably MeWe.
I'm trying to look. He had a link to a, oh, no, damn it. We got too many damn places
of stuff being posted.
It's all Joel's fault.
Yeah, and I don't remember.
Nah.
Probably.
So Link had posted something about.
Was it the Pi Top 2?
I don't think it was a Pi Top. Wait. What it was a keyboard and a display that was on kind of this like foldable, it's like $80 or something like that. It included a keyboard, a display. I think it was a 7-inch display. And it was kind of like on this foldable, I don't want to call it a case, but it was almost like a binder kind of thing or a, and you could attach the single board computer on the back of this device and the cords would go around the back of it. Where the hell is it? Oh man, I thought it was in MeWe that he posted it.
Oh my gosh. Arrow has a Pi Top 3065. For $411. Are they out of their frickin'
minds? How much?
$411.
For what? What is it?
That's for the Pi Top, and that's more than the Pi Foundation ones for it.
How do I find Link in this? Where is it? Come on. Here we go. Maybe he posted it directly.
It's not on MeWe.
I don't think it's on. Does he post to the Discord channel?
I think I saw it on Smoke Signals.
Smoke Signals.
Wait. There's a note floating up on the beach in a bottle.
Yeah, might as well be. Shit, where did he post it?
Maybe it was a...
Was it in the chat?
A long time ago.
Maybe it was in the chat.
Maybe.
Oh, there's too many places. This is...
Dan, can I ask you a personal question? Why do you spell your name with two N's?
I don't know if I could ever reveal that. All right, so this is why I spell my name with two N's. It's not really, really that spectacular, but... What?
There was another Dan in your class.
No, it had nothing to do with that. When I was, I don't know, somewhere between the ages of 13 and 16, for like Christmas one year, my parents got us all like monogrammed pen and pencil sets, and they spelled my name wrong on there, and they spelled it with two N's. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, and I kept it.
So,
wow.
Just to make your parents feel bad for the rest of their life, you spelled your name with two N's. Is that what you're
telling
me?
Well, I don't know if they spelled it wrong or the company that they got them from like screwed up and spelled it wrong, but I just kept it.
And this whole time, I never thought to question it. I'm just like, oh, that's just how he spells his name. Oh well.
So there's the big reveal.
Oh, that's so funny. Are you telling me nobody on the show has ever asked you that?
I don't know. I don't think they have.
It only took me 7 years to ask you that.
There you go. Now the truth is out there.
Yep, and in fun news, I put in my time off. Yeah, I got a 20-year-old son, so no. I put in
a mailman
request for the June 14th through the 16th for the Southeast Linux Fest. I'm going to go again this year.
Damn it, Link. Where the hell did you post this? It wasn't in a group. It wasn't on his...
Was it in the email?
Was there an email?
Watch this. He probably put it on Google Plus and now it's the one.
You know what? It could have been. Oh, where? It wasn't in the IRC.
Not in Discord.
It had to be like MeWe or Discord or something, because I remember the posting had a link to it and a picture. The picture of it. Oh, let me see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. This has got, I think this is it.
Where was it? No,
this is close to it. I don't think it is. It's a, it's similar to this. It's like the Tempest Raspberry Pi B Plus Starter Kit. I'll post it in the IRC. Yeah, pick a channel, damn straight. So it's, I don't want to say that this was.
Dan, could you find the longer URL?
The only place I've seen it. Or was it?
Oh, that looks like.
No, wait. No, I think it's the Sunkey. The Sunk. Yeah. Oh, this must have been it because this is $10 cheaper, and this is listed for the Raspberry Pi 3. Here, there we go. That's an equally long one. It's a Sunkey 10.1-inch.
Yeah, Dan, can you cut that audio up where you said an equally long one, a 10.1-inch? Yeah.
1280 by 800 TFT right. IPS LCD monitor for the Raspberry Pi 3B plus HDMI input.
If my nephew did it, okay. But really?
What?
These products? These are horrific.
Would you say they're horrific?
Horrific.
Why do you say they're horrific?
Looks like, you know, it's kind of like if little Johnny made that and gave it to you, you'd be like, oh, that's cute, yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, they do look kind of like hokey. And you could probably get the display and the keyboard and make something similar yourself.
Oh, not even a pocket for the Pi on the back. It's just, and that's black tape.
Yeah, you just tape it to the back of it.
Oh my god!
But you know,
oh, this gets an F for effort.
But the flip side is, but what, you know what else though? Are you going to use though? I mean, if you wanted to do kind of like. Unless you're going to 3D print your own case, right? Which is
3D print a back for that, and then be
well,
done.
I mean, even if you 3D print your own case, which is doable. I mean, what other choices do you have? You could build it out of cardboard like the other guy did, but
wow, that isn't even a Pi on the back. What is that?
Isn't that a Raspberry Pi 3?
Nope.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you look at the bottom,
that's weird.
It
looks like it's got a D sub jack on one side.
Yeah, yep. No idea what that is.
Or maybe that's an adapter, an HDMI adapter.
Yeah, that absolutely is not a Raspberry Pi on the back there. Because, I have no idea what any of those jacks and pinout, yeah. There's nothing about that that's a Raspberry Pi. But what some people have done is they've desoldered like the HDMI ports and the Ethernet port off and pulled the 40-pin header. So now the board is basically as tall as the HDMI jack. And that would allow it to be a lot more compact on something like that.
You're right. There ain't no way that's a Raspberry Pi. I'm zooming in further, and it looks more like an Arduino than it does anything. It's got a cylinder power jack on it too. That's weird.
Called a barrel, also known as a barrel.
Yeah, barrel, cylinder, whatever, same thing. You know what the hell I'm talking about.
You could have just had koozie boxes.
Yeah. But you could get that and use that as a basis and then like 3D print like a back to that or something like that.
It, does it come with the black tape? Does it come with the black tape?
You know what I think this is? I think what you're looking at is the driver board.
No.
No, really?
Because this thing says
that it makes comes it worse. With
the display. Package includes the display, the driver board for display, keyboard, HDMI cable, and a 12-volt, 1-amp adapter.
Yeah, that's the driver board.
Yeah, that's the driver.
It's gotta be. Because there's no electronics.
So where does the Pi go if the HDMI...
Yeah, you see where the cables are going off to the side? That's where the Pi is.
That's where the Pi is.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought that was the Pi.
Oh, so this is even more ass than what I originally thought it was.
If you look at the LCD, it looks like it's actually a... taped to the inside with sticky tape. It's weird.
Wait. Oh, I was going to ask how it got 4 stars with 3 customer reviews. That makes sense. So this is some commodity display and some keyboard thing folio. It's probably double stick taped. And somebody figured out how to solder wires to... Oh, my gosh.
It's like Creality's quality control with the LCD display that had to actually plug the stupid cable into the board. Ugh.
So this is really Joel. That was a mountain too far. That was plugging the cable in.
No. Well, you know,
it's not like you spent 8 hours assembling your printer.
True, but. That's the key there, you know.
So you mean instead of taking 30 minutes, it took 32 minutes?
No. That's why, you know, people, you know, there are so many people, oh, he 3D printed it, I want one of those. And they have no idea what they're getting into until they get one the first time, and then now they're lost. You know, if you have a little bit of technical chops, you can figure it out, yes. But, like, my neighbor? No way.
Yeah, that would have been shipped back as a, you know, dent and scratch.
I mean, a Micro Center, you can go in and get their version of the Wanhop Duplicator i3 every day for less than $300 because they have 3 or 4 open boxes sitting there because people couldn't figure out how to make them go.
Peg, will Dark Souls Remastered kicking your ass, or is that just the end of the song?
Say what?
I'm reading the IRC. Does Peg will not talk during the show?
Oh, well, apparently if I'm on a different screen and hit the push to talk button, it doesn't work.
Peggy. Yeah, that happens.
You think Dark Souls is hard?
Yes.
Where do you get the Sekiro? Holy crap.
Oh.
Has anybody seen the trailer for Borderlands 3?
Oh, that's a game.
Yeah.
All right, so I can hear the fireworks going off at Universal. I just can't see them. And that's every single
one. Are you sure that's not your ass?
That's just like being like... And the wrong side of a drive-in theater, right? You can hear the movie, but you can't see it.
Right. I was going to say standing behind the girl when she loses her top.
Looking at this Sunkey one, which is, I believe, what Link had published, that display right there is looks like something that you would put into a laptop. And
yes, yeah. So he basically got a parts bin worth of crap.
Parts bin. So that looks like the display that was similar to the display that was on that do-it-yourself laptop. Pie top that we talked about.
I would gladly pay $20 for this. With free shipping.
For the display and the keyboard?
For everything.
I think that display itself is about $30 or $40, isn't it?
No, it's a reject
display.
Why
do you say it's a reject display?
It's some parts bin display that he bought bulk quantity of. It's probably like the Mac displays that don't work with the new OS that he got a dumpster full of for free.
All right, so this... It's
what's it called?
It's called You're Stupid If You Buy This.
It's the Sunke, S-U-N-K-E, 10.1-inch. It's got a long name. That's it. Just look for Sunke 10.1-inch.
S-U-N-K-E.
Ooh, you can buy rare earth magnets from them.
Are they neodymium?
Absolutely. I don't know how many, but they want $32.
Well, hopefully next year I can go to Murph.
Holy cow, they're selling a DS1820 for $5.95. Which I think you get for like $199 anyway. And in case you guys don't know what that is, that's the Gallus Semiconductor one-wire thermostat, or thermometer. Why can't I talk thermometer? And you can hook multiples of them up. So it's just powering around. It's two wires going to. You can have them hooked up in series, and they're individually addressable.
Here you go, Rich. Here's one. Here's one. You'll love it here. They just don't have it taped to the back now.
Ooh, I can get two neodymium magnets for $19.99.
Amazon is like Edmund Scientific was when I was a kid in the 80s.
Nah, this is like retarded Edmund Scientific.
True.
Ooh, a $55 super strong rare earth neodymium magnet. It's 2 inches by 2 inches by 1.2 inches.
Damn, like... So here's a display.
So this company's just dumpster diving somewhere in China.
Shenzhen,
and
probably.
Charging you too much for it. There is nothing I've seen here that's any kind of a bargain. So you can get two magnets for $16.99, 35mm by 10mm RAM. Or Splendorful, I should say.
So here's the, here's this. Here's the GeekPie 10.1-inch... LCD display, HDMI monitor, TFT screen, panel driver board for the Raspberry Pi. It's $79 itself. But I mean, so Rich, what else are you going to get? Like, if you wanted a display like that, where else are you going
to... I don't.
You don't what?
I don't. I run all of my Pis, I run
Right,
headless.
But I mean, we were talking about building like a Raspberry Pi laptop.
Dude, you're better off, I would say, finding a... You know what, man? I'm going to do a video on this, because this would be an interesting video. to compare a Raspberry Pi 3 versus a Chromebook, you know, loading a web page and all of that. Because you'd be better off, like, gutting your, not Chromebook, I meant to say netbook. Because you'd be better off, like, gutting a netbook and putting your Raspberry
Pi. But how are you going to hook the Raspberry Pi to the display of the netbook?
Same way that guy with the converter adapter board on the back end of that
So what, where are you going to find an adapter board that's going to work with a netbook?
Dude, you challenge my magic? Are you saying I don't have what it takes? Is that what you're saying?
No. You can order them easily enough on eBay. Basically, any monitor you can find, as long as you can get the model number, you can get a controller board that's programmed for them.
Ooh. How hard is it to do that yourself?
Joe and I are going into business.
I haven't done it, so I can't say, but it shouldn't be too hard. It's just connecting wires once they send you the board.
Joe and I have got the food.
Joe can solder.
This is true.
Crap, I've soldered. It's been off this planet. It's only because I soldered it so badly.
So I got a... Oh, man, what do we have?
Got this wonderful little Asus Triple E PC here.
Got it. Give it to Joel. He'll fix it for you.
So disassemble it and see whether... Gotta find the power down. I also have the,
I wonder if anybody's actually done it yet.
I mean, not to mention also that I have a, I wonder if this thing still works. Ugh. I don't know. Dun 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 dun.
Ooh, in the Google search, convert netbook to Raspberry Pi. And it's an Asus.
Is it like SSH over USB, or is it...
I'm trying to figure out what he's doing here. It didn't. He didn't show how he built it.
And it was a netbook?
Yeah, I'll drop it in the IRC. I can't figure out what he did.
Oh, turn an old laptop into a Raspbian laptop.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So here's a DIY cheap Raspberry Pi laptop.
With parts that you have lying around. Actually, I've got, like, several old netbooks that are just sitting there. Some of them are parts.
Wait. I don't think this is just installing Linux on this Asus.
Alright, I got one here.
Was that what it is? He didn't actually put a Pi in there? It says turn an old laptop into a Raspbian laptop. So yeah, it's just installing Raspbian x86 in there, probably.
Okay, so this guy is using the Atrix laptop, which, Joe, I think you talked about that last week.
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Okay, that's what it is.
Let's see what those are selling for these days. Because you still got to get all the adapters, and some of them you have to make yourself.
All right, here's one for $18.
HDMI and USB cables for Raspberry Pi Zero W to Motorola LapDock Atrix 4G dock, and that's without the dock. And it's so it's all the cables you would need and everything, and it's what $24. Power supplies. Ah. $40. Yeah. Parts only. See, the only one I see working is $115.
Yeah, if this project costs more than a few bucks, that's, you know, way out there.
Well, for a while, you could pick them up for around $75. Because everybody was doing the... turn it into a Raspberry Pi laptop. And now I guess they're just not selling anymore.
Here's an interesting one I just put in there from Hackster.io, which it looks like a either wood or a 3D printed case. More wood, though, I think. I can't really tell. The picture quality's not the greatest.
So you gotta get an LCD, and you gotta match a controller board to it. You gotta get an inverter.
Find something that you can convert it to HDMI, and you're golden.
How many people out there have Comcast?
I do not.
I don't either.
Anybody else? So we went over 1 terabyte, and it's $50. So the way the data plan works is it's 1 terabyte or unlimited. It's $50 extra for unlimited. But if you go over... they charge by, you know, however many, like tens of gigs or 50 gigs at a chunk, whatever it is. So they charge me an additional $60, and I was complaining about my bandwidth, and the guy came out and said, yeah, your bandwidth's fine, and left. And they charged $70 for that.
Is that good or bad?
$70 horrible. For a guy walking in the door saying your Wi-Fi's fine, got... I'll see you later.
Wait. So what happened again? You went over?
Went over the 1 terabyte. And they're charging me $60 for the overage, whereas unlimited is $50 additional. And the guy came in, I wasn't there, and they checked my Wi-Fi and said it was fine and left and charged me an additional $70 for that service. In?
Wait, is it because, so let me get this, I think I missed something.
I'm complaining, so I'm supposed to be getting 150 down and 10 up, and I've been getting like 120 down, and I'm checking it on fast.net, and I'm checking every 30 minutes. So they come, and they say, you know, nothing wrong, and since there's nothing wrong, I'm charging you $70.
So is the problem that they throttled you? Because you went over a terabyte?
I don't think they're throttling.
So I don't understand, like, where did the terabyte come into play?
There's a 1 terabyte limit, and after the terabyte, they start charging you per tens of gigabytes.
So you're not getting the full 150 down? And
no.
You called them about that, so they sent out a technician who looked at your Wi-Fi and said everything's... everything's A-OK, but you went over your terabyte limits, so we're right. charging you an extra $60.
Well, they charged me the extra $60 for the data usage right. overage and the $70 for the guy coming out.
But it still didn't solve the problem.
Tell him that his Wi-Fi is fine.
Yes, and everything's fine.
But then how do they explain why you're not getting the full 150?
They're not.
They're saying that he is.
They say I do.
Or close enough that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, problem solved.
All right.
Right?
Yep.
You got 10, you got high speed.
Yeah, right. So, and they said they were supposed to adjust my bill, but I Wait. Don't see it adjusted. And I still see the $70.
They did. They adjusted it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they did. Damn right they did.
So how often do you go above? Yeah, how often do you go above annoying, your terabyte?
Every month? We did it. Last couple of months we have, and I'm wondering it's because we got that 4K TV in the bedroom. That my wife, I wasn't even home for 2 weeks, and we went over. So it wasn't even me.
So what's the unlimited give you? 1.1 terabytes?
Yeah, it's either pay whatever the rate, like $65 a month, and you get whatever crappy channels they give you and 1 terabyte. Or you pay, I guess, $105 each month, you know, $50 additional. I'm sure there's tax, so it'd be more than that. And then you would get unlimited.
But what is unlimited truly unlimited, or is it like unlimited up to like 2 terabytes?
Oh, 1 terabyte, and then they throttle it.
Do they? Really? Oh.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm not the weasel lawyers that write this stuff. And I apologize to all the weasel lawyers listen to our show.
Why did they come out and look at the Wi-Fi?
What does
the Wi-Fi have to do with you having?
No idea. No clue.
No. No. Leave my sock alone. Why is my hotkey not working to kill this?
Why don't you check your Wi-Fi?
Pay somebody $70 to come out there and check.
Joe, I checked your Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. It's not the Wi-Fi. It's good.
Did you? I ain't paying you. Kiss my ass.
Can I get the $70? Holy...
No.
I'm taking up a GoFundMe for this. To pay my Comcast bill.
So,
for the data overage. Wait a second. Who's got kids out here? I got a question for you.
I have kids.
My daughter is a junior, and she's, you know, did the, whatever, like the PSAT, and she needs to get her math score up. She went to a tutor. Anybody want to guess how much this tutor is per hour?
About $150.
Holy crap! Are you
really? $150?
Yes, because we've actually been researching, tutors for my daughter that's in the, are stuck in a school where she's not getting any time with teachers.
Dude, I don't even think I got billed out at $150 an hour when I was working for VMware.
Wow, I just saw a thing for a tutor for $50 an hour. I was like, damn, that's expensive.
In a van. And they do tutoring in their van in their driveway.
Well, no, it was like, let me rephrase it. I think it was $45 an hour in person, but if you wanted to do it online, it was $35 an hour.
So, all right, it gets better. So they say my daughter needs at least 12 sessions.
Damn.
And at which point I said, "You're Chinese, aren't you? Honey, did you really get her in China? Because she's supposed to be good at this."
Holy moly. So you're going to – can you sell a Bitcoin for that? Did they take Bitcoin?
No, they stole all my Bitcoins. There's no Bitcoins left. Thank you for bringing that up again.
Sorry.
It's not like, you know, my parents at least remember my name.
Now, do they come to the house or do you have to go there?
Oh, Jesus, right? Right, you probably have to fly them in from England.
Or is this online tutoring?
No, that's another good question. I don't know that they come to the house. They may not be coming to the house for $150 now. I don't think the divorce attorney was that expensive.
I would say $150. They should come pick her up and take her wherever they're going and bring her back.
In a limousine with Tandy. Do you know why divorces are so expensive?
Because of tutoring?
Because they're work.
That's terrible.
I gotta tell that one to my wife, make sure she's not caring at the time, but.
I wonder how much we're paying for Luke's. I don't know.
His divorce?
No, he's tutoring, you fool.
Oh, you're not saving up for that?
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Oh, Joe, air five, high five, air high five. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Is Luke getting tutored in math too?
I don't know.
$150 an hour. It's mostly English.
His is mostly English right now. Trying to pass entrance exams to community college.
You know, I don't mean to be a jerk about it, but all right. So I graduated in 1983, and everybody went to college. And if you didn't go to college, you're going to be a tradesman. We didn't have internet back then. Realistically, if I was graduating today, college would be a waste of time for me. Absolutely, 100% waste of time for me. Because there is nothing I can learn in college I can't learn with a Google search. We're all in the IT business, and it's not like, oh, I don't know this. Let me go back to college and I'll take a class in this, and they'll talk. No, they're teaching crap from 5 years ago. They're teaching you, you know, Microsoft Visual Basic 3.0. It's like, which is 15 years ago. But why would I go to college if I was going to go into IT? There is absolutely, and don't get me wrong, there's theoretical stuff like data structures and, you know, some problem solving logic that is helpful. But as far as learning a programming language, holy, you know, maybe it's worthwhile going for, you know, data structures, some logic classes and learning Pascal or something like that. But otherwise, there is nothing you can teach me in college. Phil, you didn't go to college. Was that a college or?
It's a university.
Oh, okay. So where does Luke want to go?
Right now, just Columbus State, the community college here.
Okay. And does he know a field or what he's going to?
No. And I'm trying to encourage him to look at automotive. Just because those guys can make bank too.
Yeah, actually, my community college, Suffolk Community College in Selden was it Selden they had automotive? I actually wanted to take some classes in that because I was really interested back then. But, my wife is dead set against my daughter not going to college unless she really knows what she's doing because we're not going to be paying for that crap. And believe it or not, my wife is still paying off her master's degree from NYU.
How long ago was that?
Oh,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I ask her how much, and she says, "Don't ask."
I'm still paying off mine, but that's just because of my poor financial decisions about 10, 15 years ago.
Well. Last I knew, she owed $60,000 on her master's.
I'm not that high.
Dude, my college education cost like $4,000 or $5,000. All 4 years of my 2-year degree.
Oh.
Now, that's not including the alcohol or the gasoline. If you included the alcohol and gasoline, we're talking 20, 30 grand then. And speeding tickets.
Oy, oy, oy.
Maybe. My wife gets upset when I tell people that in my 20s I did have brief periods of sobriety. I don't know why she's upset about that.
I want to hear something terrible. We were talking about this before.
Oh, I got something terrible. The frozen yogurt place down the block is closed now. It's 10 o'clock.
Why is that terrible?
I can't go.
Well, we were on a rather long drive, and I had nasty gas yesterday. Oh my goodness!
Wait.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
With the family in the car, and it got so bad that they started raiding them, and. My one daughter was all the way in the back. She's like, I don't know. That one wasn't as bad as the other ones.
Can they tell what you ate?
At one point they said it smelled like eggs. And I'm like, I didn't have any eggs.
Is this a reference to Biodome?
No, it was bad. It was bad. Holy.
Good call, Joe.
My wife said, you know what? I've been in this car for how long? I haven't farted once. And I said, I farted a lot. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Dude. Are you rolling down the windows at least? Or are you Dutch ovening?
The first time I thought I could get away with it. I could get away with it without it. But every time, like, right. I would roll down the window, but it didn't do any good. It just blew it around the car.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what you got to do, is the way you get around, if you're ever in a sticky situation where it's really quiet and you got to pass gas so you know it's not going to be silent, you cough, and that masks the sound of the fart. So you got to time it just right, and you cough.
And then what, blame it on somebody else? Not the car. They all know who it was. There's no getting away from it. They know who it is. I'm not fooling anybody. I don't even care anymore. I'm like, here it comes.
Just like goat.
Yeah, there's some nights that the wife has to sleep somewhere else because it gets so bad. But
dude, my wife sleeps in the other room just because because I snore.
And you know what else is terrible? Is freaking documentation.
Here it comes.
Holy crap. Not
people
really.
Still do that?
I think the code. Code
Let's
is
see,
GitHub
what's that?
Code is the new documentation. That's it. You want to know how to use that API? Look through the code.
The wiki on GitHub. Come on. Microsoft knows. It's got to be good. Why does it seem as though any apps Microsoft has were written by 400 different people that had no clue what the other 399 were?
Because they have 400 people writing it.
Why is it that I have my Outlook and Skype on my phone and I want to join the call, as in have it call me back? I have to push join twice after a bunch of different screens flash, and it seems like I come back to the same screen, and I gotta press join again. Same thing, even on your computer, when you start a Skype meeting, it's like all sorts of screens flash up and down and whatever, and, you know, pops a browser, the browser disappears, and then you get another it's like, really? I'm like, did you guys know anything about Windows or Internet Explorer when you wrote this crap?
Yeah,
you know,
crazy.
Rich, I ran into a Microsoft problem today with Outlook. Now, we have a ton of GitHub repositories, and every time somebody does like a pull request or something, I got to get a message, an email from GitHub that either there's a pull request or somebody has commented on a pull request or something like that. And I'm not even, has nothing to do with what I'm doing, right? It's just, I get the notification. And I spent a half hour today trying to craft a rule that would take all those notifications and put them into a separate. Oh. Yeah. And,
folder.
And no matter what I did, it, like all the notifications, like a notification would come from that person's name, but it would be that person's name and then the email would be notifications at, you know, from notifications at github.com or something like that. But for some reason, Outlook would not accept using notifications at github.com in the rule.
Okay. The filtering rules are totally effed up. And sometimes you kind of got to jimmy it. You got to select a couple of things and deselect it, and then you can edit it. But it's another one of these, you know, totally horrible
right.
products.
It was terrible. No matter what I tried, I could not capture. Like, the simple thing was, if it's from notifications at github.com, move it into this. But it doesn't look at that. It looks at the name, not the email address, and I couldn't get it to look at the email address.
Seriously?
And all you know, all the subjects also was like, you know, the subject had in it regarding colon something, brace, the name gannett.com/, and then the repo. And I was like, okay, if the subject contains brace, you know, regarding colon brace, gannett.com/gannettdigital/, and it wouldn't accept that either in the subject line. If it had that in there, it wouldn't work. Like, I couldn't get, like, some of them would work, but not all of them, you know, depending on the rule that I would try. So I have like three different rules, three different ways, and it's still not getting all of them.
Now, I've got a surprisingly cool Outlook story. I have Outlook on my Note 8. I've got to use the fingerprint scanner to unlock it to read an email, but I've got the emails coming to my Galaxy Gear S3 Frontier watch, and I don't have to unlock it, and I get the complete email on my watch. All I did was turn notifications on for Outlook, and the notification pushes the entire email to my watch.
Was that bypass the company security?
I have no idea.
Does your company have, like, if you want to get your email on your phone, you have to install this secure app that will hook up with...
Nope, thank God. Voice.
Yeah, I think I have
to. We used to have to use Good for email, and that client really blew.
Well, we're Office 365. And, you know, so here's a good thing, and I'm kind of going to rag on Dan a little. I don't want to admin my own email box. Too many people do that for free, or my own email server.
I admin the spam box. Too many people. Man, that's all I get anymore is spam.
Right, right. With Google killing things like Reader and Google Plus, and that you relied on things for, and for me personally, what I relied on Google Plus for, not only was kind of a little bit of a brain dump, because sometimes I'd put things there and I'd go back, it's like, what was that link, or how did I do that, because I'd do some how-to stuff there. But also, I would pull my Google feed into flyingrich.com, because I could import it as an RSS feed. And so now that's gone. So I'm looking to replace that, because that was an easy way to find an article and write a little bit of a commentary about it and have it post on flyingrich.com for stuff. Or if I just want to go back and read it myself. So I'm kind of looking to replace that functionality. But the question is, what do you use, the 80s saying was, other people's money or other people's computing resources for, and count on it still being there? And what things do you roll your own and do yourself?
Well, that's a good question. I would probably say email, especially Gmail, is probably not going away.
Right, right. Okay, I'll take that. Because, you know what, there's other people giving it away for free, whether it's Yahoo or Microsoft or whatever. There's a whole bunch of different free mail services out there.
But I don't think that.
So I would assume Google's still going to keep
I wouldn't trust anything else, though. I mean, Google Keep. What else does Google have? I mean, I know they have a ton of stuff, but...
Well, they had IFT integration with Gmail, but they don't anymore. They killed that, too.
If
this, then that. What
the hell is that?
You don't use IFT?
Oh, he should.
Dan, you really don't know what IFT is? We've talked about it a couple of times.
What is it? What's the website for it?
IFTT.com.
Yeah, so what IFT allows you to do is connect up different services, and we actually have, for the Mini PC show, kind of a sophisticated IFT integration with Pocket and Google Drive. So with Pocket, you can bookmark a website and then type in like Mini PC show, and IFT will see that, trigger it, and then put it into a spreadsheet in Google Drive. And what I would do is I would have the same thing for the Linux Link Tech Show. I just type tilts it. I click the Pocket foot link, Pocket widget on my Chrome, bookmark the page, type in tilts, and it would save it in a spreadsheet for tilts on my Google Drive.
Huh.
So if you ever listen to the Mini PC show, when we say line number 870, and we talk about an article, you know, there's an article link there that has like title, summary, and an image. And that's where we're getting it from.
Right. Things like that and other things too. Like, for example, what I use it for is I have an IFT thing that will, if it sees, like, for example, if it sees a certain calendar event, on Sunday, namely my church, I put my church service into my Google Calendar. So whenever it sees that calendar event and you are in that event, it automatically turns my ringers off on my phone.
Well, you can do that by location so that when you're at church, true, it goes silent. I do that at work. And actually, I'm doing that with IFT also. IFT can do geolocation type stuff. So if you're on your way home, you can say, hey, turn the lights on the house. You can't chain multiple events. I think there's some hack ways to do it. Cause maybe you like want to turn the lights on if you're arriving home and if it's dark out, you know, that kind of thing. I have IFT put my ringer on silent when I'm at work, turn it on when I'm off, when I'm out of work. I have IFT turn my Wi-Fi on when I come home, so I'm on the home Wi-Fi as opposed to, you know, Verizon. But I also have unlimited on Verizon, which is truly unlimited, which might be the opposite now. Maybe I just want to use my phone. What else? Oh, IFT... So because part of my home automation paradigm is that I do not want stuff phoning home, which to get Google integration on stuff that does not go off my network, I could do it with IFT and a webhook that it calls into. So I can say, okay, Google, do this. And, my Google woke up. So if I say, okay, Google, dining room light on, that's actually a webhook into my home automation assistant that's working through IFT. So Google and IFT work together along with home automation assistant, which, again, the Google is off my network, the IFT is off my network, but it's not that I'm using some third-party hub to do these things.
Yeah, it's pretty nifty, too. I haven't done anything with, like, the home automation stuff yet, but I've considered it.
That sounds like a pretty handy thing. I mean, I'll have to check it out.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm shocked. Joel, we've talked about IFT here, right? I mean, we have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now, granted, I just disabled it. But one of the stupid ones I had in there was I had to create a spreadsheet on Google Docs that kept track of how many times I've charged my phone. Because you can actually do that. Kind of silly, but...
And IFT has hooks into a lot of products. So you can chain... you can do it, like a lot of what you do with Home Automation Assistant, you can do with IFT. So if you want something to happen, like, hey, I'm coming home, have the Philips Hue bulbs turned on. That kind of thing. So there are, if you sign up for an IFT account and look through the applets there, I don't know if it's applets or services, I always get that confused. But you can see what integrations it has. A lot of them are canned. But the webhooks is what gets really useful when you're doing ad hoc type stuff. Like, I could actually have it send a text message that says, you know, I'm in Orlando, but it would do it each time I went into this geographic area. Ideally, if I could chain IFT events that if it knew I left home, you know, left Jupiter, got to Orlando, where I stay, that it would send a text message when I got there. I'd appreciate that. But you can't, at least not that I know of, effectively chain the events together. But I could do that. I can actually send text with Home Automation Assistant so that if I set up a...
Did you get him? Yeah, you dropped out for a second. Man.
What, did I drop out?
Yeah, you dropped out.
So with Home Automation Assistant, say I set up Home Automation Assistant here in Orlando, and when it sees me connect to the Wi-Fi, I can have it send in... message to my wife, a text message that I arrived. And I could also have it go through Node-RED so it knew that, hey, I left Jupiter, I arrived in Orlando, so I'm okay, so send text message. Because otherwise, every day that I came and left, you know, a geographic, certain radius in Orlando here, I'd be sending my wife a text message.
Yep. I'll say one thing I miss that, to kind of go back to the Microsoft topic that Dan had a minute ago. One thing I absolutely missed when we got rid of the Skype for Business was the integration with Outlook, because I'd have that.
All right, yeah, guys, it's getting late.
We'll finish that up, Joel, and then we'll close it up.
Before
we
close,
I'm gonna have to talk to you later.
Yep, yeah, but that's what they had in there, and it worked so well. And we switched over to Slack, and Slack doesn't have that. And it bothers me to no end because I always forget to turn it off. So Slack doesn't have integration with your Outlook calendar, so it can't tell if you're in a meeting or not. So Skype for Business did. So that's kind of the one thing I miss about that. Totally, but anyway, it's getting late.
So, Menchu's Frozen Yogurt in Orlando, Florida, on Sand Lake Road, opens at noon tomorrow. I'll be standing there.
Something to look forward to, right?
Yogurt. Yogurt. I hate yogurt.
Ooh, here's a Menchie's frozen yogurt that's open till 11.
It's better than ice cream, I guess. Well, Dan, I will tell you, if you get some of those Sam Yang
I don't even know where
noodles,
to find them.
You'd probably
Where'd you
enjoy
find them?
They're very warm.
Oh.
Amazon. You might want to check, like, one thing I haven't checked is one of the Asian food stores. They might have them there, like a Korean grocery store or something. They're very hot, but they have a good flavor.
Uh-huh.
So it's not the hot for hot sake, you know?
Let's check it out.
I almost finished them. There's a little bit left, and I said, nope, I'm done. My lips are just on fire. I'm afraid what's going to happen in the morning.
Can you post on Facebook? Because I don't want to be keeping in suspense for another week.
Burn my ass. Flame shooting out my butt.
Nice. Well, with that, here we go. Let's play us out. Enjoy. Wait, when are you going back home, Rich?
Good night.
All right. Well, have a safe trip. Happy birthday, Joel.
Friday. Thank you, sir.
And,
happy birthday.
There we go. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in 7 days. Here are your promos. Have fun with Dark Souls, Peggy.
Oh my god, it's Hacker Public Radio! Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, and that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hi folks, this is Chatter. Gay Wisher Honky Magoo 5150 and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
The Jack Attack Podcast. Where chic,
oh dear,
meets geek.
Ones and zeros, ones and zeros, ones and zeros.
Powered by Linux.
Linux.
You by fun. Recorded in Windsor, Nova Scotia. With your hosts, John Watson and Kelly Penguin Girl.
A girl?
A girl.
A girl?
It's the Jack Attack. That's the JAKattack.com. Time well wasted.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
You know what I'll do? I'll probably take that second pack because I got two packs. I'll probably stuff it in with the pine book for you. The noodles. Boldak flavor or whatever they, I don't know. I don't know Korean.
What are you doing for your birthday? Anything?
Good question. Technically, I guess I got my printer for my birthday present. We might go to Texas Roadhouse tomorrow, get a steak. Although we went to Outback Steakhouse. I forgot how expensive that place is. Whew! Three of us was like $80 too, huh? By the time you counted the tip.
No beer, huh?
Yes. Well, I got when I was there, I got they had a bourbon barbecue, or not barbecue, but bourbon bacon salmon. That was delicious. Had like a brown sugary kind of like bacon-y like topping on top of the salmon. Oh, it's really good.
All right, Joel, say goodnight so I can stop the recording.
Nighty-night.
Truth on Linux generally sucks.
Yes. The audio does anyway. I don't know if I'm gonna stick with the borosilicate glass.
Why?
I don't know. I generally like it. I like it better than the surface that's on my i3 mini, but it's, I'd like to put a flexible bed on mine.
So is this any better?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is what it's going to be.
Better not mini see it with that audio.
Yeah, we're probably not.
Yeah. Can't believe it's already Wednesday.
Right.
Well, it's like last week, like weeks after server migration, I get an email, oh, they can't run debug, and then I go in and find out, oh, it's because of the version of Unity they use. I'm like, ah, crap. So it means I'm going to have to do some work, maybe for free. I mean, it might mean a concession, which sucks. That's okay, that was not that long.
You'll have to be working for free?
Maybe, for a couple hours.
Ooh,
couple,
wait.
Two, three, 4 hours.
Well, I mean, is it free or your salary, right?
Well, I get paid, but the client won't get billed, which sucks for me.
Why does that suck for you?
Because I don't get credit for that time I will spent working for the client. It's what's called a session.
A hell's
maybe,
session?
I don't know. We'll, concession.
Oh, concession. Yeah. Is it a Windows server?
No, it's a Linux box.
What's the problem?
I thought you only did Windows.
No, we do everything.
You do everything, Joel?
Yes, we do. We do, I do HPUX, I do Linux, I do AIX.
Again, that's another one for you to cut, is when I say you do everything.
Yeah, you're being an ass, but anyway.
Wait. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
flying asshole Rich Hughes, flying asshole Rich Hughes.
Flying asshole.
End game. Did you get your tickets yet?
No.
I didn't get either, but...
We'll get them like that week of. I don't think it's...
Tickets for what?
End game.
Avengers Endgame.
Endgame. Yeah, huh?
Couple weeks.
That opens tomorrow, doesn't it? Or when's that open?
26.
26. Oh, okay. I saw something it opened Thursday, but I guess not this Thursday.
No.
Wow. Okay, because I was like, well, that snuck up on me, huh?
New trailer yesterday, too, I think.
Yeah. It was it better than the Deadpool trailer? Because if it wasn't better than the Deadpool trailer, I'm not watching.
Don't watch it. You'll spoil stuff for the movie.
I don't think it spoils stuff for the movie. They scrambled stuff all around. I mean, for Infinity War, they had the Hulk on at Wakanda, and he never was able to Hulk out the whole movie.
He couldn't get there.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because the Hulk's actually in the Infinity War trailer in Wakanda, and he never was there.
No. So here's something. I don't know if you guys have discovered this yet, but apparently
seahorses.
No.
Because they're going to outlaw airplanes.
So I got an email to inform me that.
Whoa, you got an email?
Yeah, my account.
The specification scene?
My account has been hacked, and I need to unlock. And this guy tells me he's been watching me for a few months now, and the fact that I was infected with malware through an adult site that I visited.
And watch porn.
If you're not familiar with this, he will explain. Trojan virus gave him full access and control over the computer or other device. And this means that he can see everything on my screen, turn on the camera and microphone, but I do not know about it. He also has access to all my contacts and all my correspondence.
When you farted in the elevator.
Yes, to quote him, why your antivirus did not detect malware? And this is the answer. His malware uses the driver. The driver.
The driver.
Needfield. Send him the credit card number.
Yes, he updates his signature every 4 hours so that my antivirus is silent because he's using the driver.
No way.
I got to send $710 to his Bitcoin address.
This guy is
needful. That's a bargain.
If he didn't get it in 48 hours, man, he's going to send this video of me and my onanism. The problem is that was on March 26th. I don't know. Did you guys get a video of me and my onanism?
It's a big onanism.
Thank God, no.
Oh, yeah, I did. That was you?
We got that video of you going manual on a tranny.
With an 8-foot.
I mean, I was impressed. Knuckles down and everything.
Yeah, I thought you were getting pegged from behind, right? Was that it? Pegged with a reach around.
The weird thing was, I saw the video. I don't know where the derichidu was coming from.
Wait. Does that Bitcoin address resolve to what is the country in Africa?
Nigeria?
Go see
Nigeria?
That, yes.
Is it a Nigerian Bitcoin address?
I have no idea.
I'm joking on that.
Nigerian.
I know that's not so. It doesn't work that way.
It's an email from the Goatsy guy. He needs the money to repair it.
He's got a video of you wanting, and he's going to post it everywhere.
I could send him an email back and find out.
Yeah. Say, hey, if it's good, I might pay you for it. If it's good quality, I'll buy a copy.
Sure you will, Rich. Sure you will.
Tell him it's copyrighted, and if he does sell the video, the FBI will investigate.
Video's gonna be on Vivid.
Tell him to keep it. You have an exhibitionism fetish.
Ask if you can send a few more. Say, that's fantastic. Can I send you a few more? I am an exhibitionist.
Can I have a video of you watching my video?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you playing the video? Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah, when I pull it out, I go. Then the dirigidoo starts.
Oh my gosh, it's 8:37. We're 2 minutes late.
I know.
How was the Uber Eats from McDonald's today?
Mmm.
Was it good?
Well, I just stayed simple. Went just a simple, plain old cheeseburger.
From McDonald's?
Uber yep. Eats?
From Uber Eats McDonald's?
Yes. The triple cheeseburger? Yes, I'm that lazy. Yes, I am that
okay,
lazy.
Okay, let me
no,
ask you a
just
question.
A regular.
You could get anything you want from Uber Eats. Why McDonald's?
Dude, that is like the worst burger meat on the planet.
Agreed, it's terrible.
If you have
I
ever eaten just
terrible.
The patty, you don't know what it tastes like.
It's a hockey really. Puck.
I grew up loving McDonald's, and Burger King was evil. But I know is I was doing Atkins, and I'd get like the double cheeseburger, and I would just take the meat off. And thank God for the cheese and pickles. You know, because otherwise that meat is the worst tasting stuff on the planet.
Oh, I've had
and
worse.
Rich knows bad
me,
meat.
Had worse.
And I know bad meat.
He does know
bad
meat.
In his mouth.
Was it a quarter pound?
It was a Whopper.
And it wasn't
it was
just
a
his
Whopper,
mouth.
It was hot and juicy, it was the Big Mac, you name it, it's been in there.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
With or without the buns.
But a bum.
Oh, there goes my G rating.
You can get your Big Mac, you can get your Whopper delivered by Uber Eats now.
Oh, yeah?
There was a story about some guy eating it or drinking the shake that came with it or something. He got caught.
Yep. It wasn't Uber Eats, though. It was something else. I can't remember what it was.
Grubhub?
I think so, yeah.
Wait, was that Grubhub or Grubhub?
Pick your pick.
Could be either.
Oh, if I dialed wrong, I wanted Grubhub.
What happened to the guy? He got it
he
from
was
Uber
delivering.
Eats?
He was delivering it. Yeah. He was... I think he was drinking the shake, and I don't know if it was the next door neighbor saw him doing it as he's knocking on the door, sucking on the shake, and then he hands it over.
He wanted to make sure it was still good. He was testing it for him.
He wanted to make sure the temperature is just right.
Yeah. I wonder if that's why they've been putting, they started off with like a little round sticker over the hole on the straw, you know, where the straw goes.
Ah.
But now they got a sticker that goes all the way across the lid now.
Well, I'm sure that's to make sure the lid doesn't accidentally pop off and chip it, you know?
Right. Well, at least I can tell you one thing. At least they had fries tonight. One time I went, put an order in on Uber Eats. They call me, well, sorry, we don't have any fries. I'm like, cancel my order then. Because why else do you want burgers and fries if you go for burgers and fries.
Right, two
you don't
things
want
I love
crap.
At McDonald's is the fries and the vanilla shake.
And I heard like there's, you know, how they, well, these they have quote-unquote secret menu. I'm like, it's not a secret menu. It's
you
just
mean the McGangbang?
Well, there, yeah, that's one. And then the other one,
thrown out of McDonald's.
The one I'm thinking of is some of them will say, we'll mix an apple pie in with your McFlurry. So it's apple pie McFlurry.
Ah.
You know what? Which, just get, like, the burger and the fries and the shake and just grind it all up and slurp it down.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get one
you
of those.
Kind of what you do anyway. Except
gotta
with
get
just
get
a funnel. It all goes to the same place.
The funnel that goes through the mail slot, the front door.
Kiwi.
Have I ever told you I hate Orlando?
Tell us why you hate Orlando.
Because freaking tourists and traffic.
And I was going to say, too many fucking tourists.
It's a big city. It's grown a lot in the last 20 years.
So I'm right by Universal. And Universal is my favorite place to go to, although I haven't been there in the 6 months I've been in Orlando. But
you don't go to the Hard Rock across the street?
Is it across the street? It's not in the park?
It's not in the park. It's right outside the park. But you're right. It's
not
across the street.
you have to park in there. You have to pay for parking at the Universal to, I'm not going to do that. That's not happening. You're right. There's a couple of restaurants that are technically outside of the park, but they're on the walkway in.
Orlando, I'm not going to Disney. I'm going to Kennedy. I'd rather go to Cape Canaveral and Kennedy Space Center than any place in Disney.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, but I definitely enjoy Universal. Tracy Holtz has been out this way a couple of times. As people come by, he bought a season pass to Universal. I mean to Disney, and just goes brings whoever comes
How
out.
How much was that? $50,000.
I think they added on to the mortgage of his house for it.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy was out in, I don't know where in California he was, but he's going back.
That's what I heard.
His next ride is out there.
I'll tell you one thing, at least he knows what he's doing the whole week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess probably the worst is you got to hope for no road construction and good weather that you're not going to stop off. Because if you know there's places you like to stop on the way, that's great.
Well, you pretty much have to. You can't drive that all in one day of hours.
Well, not
legally. No.
But, he pretty much lives in the cab of the truck. He's got that all set up, food and everything.
Mm-hmm. Start the show, man. Peggy, you ready to blow?
You couldn't get it up last week, so you gotta do it this week.
It sounded
sometimes
weak.
Even Peggy's not ready to blow.
Bum bum.
Haven't heard him laughing yet.
I'm going to South East Sonics Fest.
You are?
Put time off in for it.
Oh, look at you.
When is Self? What days is it?
Like 13th, 14th, I think, of June.
I have very little excuse not to go.
I want to go. I like to drive with somebody, but if I have to go by myself, I guess I will.
And
you drive
no
with me,
flipping
fly down
table.
To Orlando.
What's that?
You drive with me, just fly down to Orlando.
Yeah.
No table. No. No.
All right.
But Jeremy hasn't actually asked. I did tell him I'm going.
Has anybody seen Glass yet?
Like Google Glass? What are you talking about?
Glass ass?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, no.
Glass.
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Is it out?
Yeah, well, it's on digital.
Oh, no. I did not see it yet.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix? What's it on?
I don't know. It's just a digital release.
Oh, so it's not a theatrical release, straight to digital?
It was in
no,
the movies.
No, it's already been out for a while in theaters.
See, I heard it wasn't that good, but, you know, I don't know who to trust.
You know, the first
That's
two movies weren't that
makes.
Great either, but they were at least watchable.
All right.
Our beloved social network is now gone.